From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Intel Corporation, committed to inspiring ingenuity and educational excellence in the next generation of innovators.
I almost cut my hair yesterday. I had my reasons. I need to look professional. It takes too much time to brush it. But my daughters were quick to remind me of the pledge I had made now several years ago. We'd been dancing around when I came upon a recording of the musical Hair. After several repeats of Good Morning Starshine, my eyes welled up at the next song. My girls asked what was the matter. In my best age-appropriate language, I explained how young people grew their hair long to protest a war in reaction to young soldiers having their head shaved, the first of many sacrifices. My older daughter asked, "But Mom, if people grow their hair to protest war, and you don't like the war, then why aren't you growing your hair?" My mind raced through all my rants at the news of mismanagement in Iraq. Her logic was inescapable. The mood, the music, irresistible. I made the pledge. Okay, I will not cut my hair until the troops are coming home. The vibrations of hair have stayed with me as I have wrestled with both my hair and this war. Why haven't there been more protests and demands for accountability? Some say that in Hare's day, the draft brought the war home in a way that the volunteer army cannot. While the government now ups the incentives to buy more volunteers, we buy the notion that to support the troops, we must stand by while they're sent off for another tour in this unwinnable war. My hair now reaches to the small of my back. I don't suppose that a mother and psychologist can shift global politics by not cutting her hair. But as I have braided and brushed it, my lengthening hair has had some effect. It has brought to me a daily mindfulness of the long, growing list of casualties in a war whose tragic impact is easily avoided by people like me. As we watch the news, my daughter asks if I hate the president. I don't personally know him, I respond, but I do hate a lot of the decisions he's made and what it's done to the world. The news ends, compelling music plays as a new list of dead soldiers rolls across the screen. My fingers reach up to stroke and roughly measure the length of my now very long hair. With a perspective, I'm Cynthia Weisbein.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.